following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome to Answers for Elders Radio, and we are here with our wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And it's that holiday season coming up. We're talking about families and, you know, finding peace. And I think one of the things that we all forget about, Daphne, you just brought up, is having fun. How do we have fun with mom and dad?
It's an important piece, and taking off that caregiver hat, taking off the care manager hat, taking off the responsibilities of do we have everything in place, and even the logistics of getting together, you know, to try and just let your shoulders relax, let them go down, take a deep breath, and say, you know what, this is time with my mom or dad or my aunt or uncle or whoever it is, and just enjoy them.
It's and huge.
It is. It's take a deep breath, everybody. Breathe.
And, you know, in our earlier segment this month, you talked about less is more.
Yes.
Simplify. And, you know, we're even coming out with some stuff in our newsletter about that, because I think a lot of families, they get themselves so stressed out over having to make everything perfect that they forget about the joy.
That's right. And you know what? Here are the stories. This is the number one thing that I hear. I wish that I would have done with my grandma, my mom, my dad, whoever it is. I wish I would have listened to their stories. I wish I would have encouraged them to tell me more about their stories. And right behind that, what I hear is, well, my mom just didn't want to talk about it. Dad didn't want to talk about it. It was just, you know, their history, and they didn't think it was important. Oh, it is important.
It is.
And so take the time as a niece, a nephew, a grandchild, son, daughter, whatever your relationship is, and really encourage and give value to that elder that you're talking to and let them know what you have to say and the stories you have are important to me. So how do you do that? How do you settle into a conversation? Couple things I want to say not to do, and we'll get to the what to do as, as quickly as possible, is forget about the sentence of remember when.
Oh, absolutely.
Try hard not to say remember when.
Because they may not remember, or they may have a different representation of what that was.
Exactly.
Like their mother did, yes, with dementia.
Their perception, their perspective might be completely different than yours.
Absolutely.
And so asking open-ended questions, I'm falling over my words, open-ended questions, maybe think about topical things. Before you get together with your family, think about and maybe even write them down. Have a little cheat sheet. Put a post-it note inside your purse or inside your wallet that says, I want to learn about fishing. What was it like when Dad went fishing? Or if you're from the Midwest and you did ice fishing, ask them, what was that about?
Sure.
You know, if you're, you know, from the California area or the desert area, what did you have traditions of going hiking? Did your family go hiking together? Find out about those things.
Yeah.
If your families were immigrants, ask them about what was that really like?
Yes.
And it might bring up some good and bad feelings or memories, but they're who your parents are or who your loved one is. Take the time to encourage and sincerely listen to what they have to say. Now, that also means not only asking open-ended questions, but it means looking at them.
Ugh, big time.
Don't look to the side. The shiny object over here to the left or the right are not important.
Very true.
But it really focus. And you might want to kind of slump down a little bit. Be a little bit lower than the person that you're talking to. These are all techniques that can give value to another person.
Yes.
Especially someone who's not feeling valuable at the time. You know, maybe they've lost their sense of purpose. Maybe they haven't been able to do the things that they want to do. Or sometimes in this holiday season, I used to make XYZ cookies. I wish that I could wrap the beautiful bows that I used to do before. And so sometimes you can feel a little even less than because the arthritis is kicked up. Don't even focus on those things. But if you do all the little things, the eye contact, the sitting a little bit lower, the making sure that the white noise behind isn't too loud, so that you're really, and you don't have to say, oh, wait, Mom, I'm going to turn this down so that you can hear me.
Right.
No, 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 no. Just say, oh, you know, tell me the story. As you're telling the story, you go over and grab the remote control and you just mute the TV or turn it down a little
bit
without making a big deal about it.
Right.
Then it doesn't draw attention to, oh, that's right, I can't hear too.
Right. <You know? laughs> Which is very common. And I think it, you know, one of the things I think what you're really saying is to really honor your loved ones. And I know that just from my experience, as much as you can give credence to open-ended questions. You know, don't say, did you enjoy Christmas last year? Or did you enjoy Christmas growing up? Say, what did you like most about the holidays, Mom? Tell me about, you know, when you were growing up, what did you think about those things? And let them talk, you know, the what did you know? How did you know this? What kinds of things can we do that makes you joy, brings you joy? And I know those are the kind of things, and then just sit back and let them talk is really the most, I think, important thing.
It is. It is not the yes, no questions. You brought up a really good point. Mm-hmm. You know, no yes, no questions, no specific what did you enjoy the most, things that can put somebody into a corner.
Right.
But that real broad question.
Yeah.
You know, did you enjoy gardening? Not did you, because that's, I just did it. See how easy it is to do?
What did you like most about gardening?
There you go.
Or what kinds of things can you share with me about, you know, when you grew your rose garden?
Yeah.
Because that's most important to me now, and we have that in common. You know, what kind of roses do you like the most?
Yeah.
You know, what did you like most about when you picked them? Mm-hmm. And, you know, the little things like that, that you really learn a little bit more about that, you know, those types of things.
Or they might be travelers and say, hey, we're planning a trip to go to Norway, you know, and you guys went to Norway. Tell me all about it.
I love that.
You know, tell me about that. Oh, you don't care. It's all different now. It's 50 years ago that I went, and it doesn't really matter. It does matter.
It does matter.
What fjords did you see? I mean, I've never seen a fjord. What is that like?
Yes.
You know, I've read that, you know, fill in the blank, wherever
exactly.
You're going. And spur the conversation.
Exactly.
Your memories have meaning to me, Mom. Or I do want to hear your opinion. You know, should we go to, you know, the northern part of Italy, or should we go to the southern part of Italy? And why did you like which part, you know?
Exactly.
You know, get their opinions.
Yes. We are talking to our wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And we'll do a little segue. Tell us a little bit about what Pinnacle does and how you help families.
Pinnacle helps families when they need additional help or support in their home or outside of their home with either housing issues or care issues. And so my services are free. And what that means is that I actually come to your home, or if you're at the rehab facility or the hospital, wherever it is, or we can meet at Starbucks too for an outing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. But we get together, and what I do is find out what your family's highest values are in continuing the journey of life for your elder. Upholding quality of life, mm-hmm. and upholding safety at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's so important, because you're talking about how to have fun.
Yes.
It's like you work with families every single day.
Yep.
And you probably watch the dynamic of families and the desire that adult children have that they want to do right by their loved ones. And I think you're the wonderful bridge that can help honor that. And yet it kind of helps the son or daughter kind of be the son and daughter and not be the quote unquote drill sergeant.
That's
or,
right.
You know, the demander, and help to ease the process of that next step.
That is exactly what we do, because there is so much pressure on everyone to hold on to their roles,
mm-hmm.
Pressure to honor our families, honor their wishes. Everyone, without exception, wants to stay in their home.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to stay in their home, but sometimes that's not the most prudent thing. And a phrase that I do use is to help people figure out, are you in survival mode or are you living life still?
Mm-hmm.
Living life you can do to your last breath. It just looks different. It's just a different journey, a different chapter.
Exactly.
It's not done. But are you willing to have the courage? Are you willing to have the curiosity to say, what would this look like if I didn't have to worry about my medications? Who's going to come here to help me with my shower? Or, you know what, I just need to get to the grocery store. Is my daughter going to have time to go to the grocery
mm-hmm.
store?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are important but simple things.
Sure.
That take space up in your head and cause stress and anxiety and worry. And then you're in survival mode and not living mode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. And, you know, as far as that goes with the holidays, it's really about living. And you know, you've talked about simplifying things and having, you know, but today talking about joy, it's really about quality over quantity. It's like taking the time to just prepare everyone in the room to take, you know, 5 minutes to have, you know, it's your 15 minutes. Make sure that everybody gets that time because you never know if this is the last holiday.
That's exactly right. I love that idea of being intentional. Have everybody being intentional about what they want to do or accomplish or say mm-hmm. or experience in that family gathering, but try to do it with subtlety.
Yes.
It's like, oh, next.
Exactly. You
know? We don't want that. We don't want that. But we do want to have, oh, you know, by the end of the day that grandma feels like she talked mm-hmm. to all mm-hmm. six of her grandkids.
Well, and I think another tool, just in closing, to help with that dialogue is photo albums. Take the photo albums out during the holiday season. And if it's just, you know what, I probably will bet that mom or dad don't care that they've seen that photo album every year. And they also probably don't remember that they've seen it in some cases
yes,
every year.
Yes.
It's something that's very important to them. And that's the wonderful thing to see families coming together like
yep.
that.
Photo albums are a terrific way to start conversations.
Yes, yes. So Daphne, how do we reach you?
Well, the best way to reach me is at our phone number of 855-734-1500. And we also have our website at pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
We're very excited, obviously, to have you on the show. And also, happy holidays to everyone from, you know, at your organization. And also, I'm sure you're wishing our listeners happy
Absolutely.
Thanksgiving.
All of that.
All
have
of
peace,
that good stuff.
Joy. Take a breath.
Yes.
Breathe.
Good job. Talk to you soon.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.